Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the sixth parak of Maseches Pesachim, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Hey, and Vav. So Mishnah Hey is going to talk about the Korban Pesach again. We spoke about the Korban Chagiga for a little bit, but now we're going to go back to discussing Korban Pesach, that's Chal, when Erev Pesach is Chal on Shabbos. So we know that it has to be Shechted, the Korban Pesach has to be Shechted L'Shma. So the Mishnah is going to talk about someone who Shechts the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, but it's Shalol L'Shma. HaPesach Sheshchato Shalol L'Shma. If a person shechts the Korban Pesach shalol l'shma, but he and Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, so he had in mind that it should be for a Korban Shlamim, chayiv lav chatas, so he's chayiv to bring a Korban Chatas because he was mechal Shabbos, meaning if you are mechal Shabbos b'shogeg, you're chayiv to bring a Korban Chatas. So this was b'shogeg because you thought it was mutter, let's say, to shech the Korban Pesach shalol l'shma on Shabbos when it's really not. So even though you're allowed to shech the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, that's because Korban Pesach, that's kosher, overrides Shabbos, right? So you're allowed to do it on Shabbos, but Korban Pesach, that's Shalol L'Shma, is pasul. So therefore, it's a shechita that's asur to do on Shabbos. So the Mishnah talks about someone who shechts other korbanos on Erev Pesach, when Erev Pesach is chal on Shabbos, and you have in mind that they should count as a Korban Pesach. Meaning, we just spoke about a Korban Pesach that shechted l'shem another korban. What if you shecht another korban l'shem a Korban Pesach? Any other carbon that you shecht l'shem carbon pesach, if they're not the kind of animals that are if they're not the kind of animals that are ra'ui to be a carbon pesach, then you have to bring carbon chatos for that also. That's also chil Shabbos. But if they're animals that could have been a carbon pesach, then we have a machlokas. Meaning you have an animal that it's the type of animal that could have been a carbon pesach. Rabbi Lazar mechayev chatos. Rabbi Lazar says you chayev chatos. Rabbi Shua poter, and Rabbi Shua says that you're potter from a chatos. So since the animal was the same type as the Pesach, it's assumed that he shechted it by accident because he was trying to bring Korban Pesach and he forgot that this animal was not the actual Korban Pesach. So when you do something like that, you are toa b'dvar mitzvah. You're attempting to do a mitzvah, and in the attempt to do a mitzvah, you accidentally do something that is not a mitzvah. You're not going to be chayiv a korban chatos. This is the shita of Rabbi Yoshua, that a toh b'dvar mitzvah is potter. So Rabbi Elazar tries to prove that he's correct, that he's chayiv. Am Rabbi Elazar, ma'im ha-pesach shuhum motul l'shmo. If a korban pesach that you're allowed to bring on Shabbos when you bring it l'shma, kishashina shmo chayiv, and nevertheless, if you bring the right animal and you just have in mind shalol l'shma, you have in mind the wrong korban, you're going to be chayiv. So zvachin shein asurun l'shman, another korban, which if you do it l'shma, if you do it l'shem, it's proper, the carbon that it is, it's going to be an isser on Shabbos. Kishashina shman in addition shei chayiv. When you do shalol l'shma, it should be even worse. Of course you should be chayiv. So I'm going to Rabbi Shua, lo, Rabbi Shua said back to him, it's not a good kal v'chomer. Martin Pesach, shashina l'davar aser, tom b'zvachim, shashina l'davar mutter. What are you talking about? He says, when you take a carbon Pesach and you do it shalol l'shma, you're being mishane it from that which it could be used for to that which it cannot be used for. When you take another carbon and you do it l'shem carbon Pesach, yes, you're being mishana it and shalol l'shmo, and shalol l'shmo typically is not a good thing, but over here you're being mishana it from something that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos to something that you are allowed to do on Shabbos. So maybe that's better. Amalo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, I'll prove that you're wrong. E murei tzibur yochichu. The carbonos tzibur will prove that even if you're toh b'dvar mitzvah, you're still going to be chayiv. Shehein butarun l'shman, because karbanos tzibur, you're like karban tamid, you're allowed to do l'shma on Shabbos, v'ashochi l'shman chayiv. But if you shecht it, having in mind a different, if you shecht a different karban on Shabbos for the sake of a murei tzibur, you're going to be chayiv to bring a chatas. Meaning, even though you're allowed to bring a karban tamid on Shabbos, if you shecht some other carbon, l'shem a carbon tamid, you're going to be chayiv a carbon chata. So why should it be any different than shechting some other carbon, l'shem a carbon pesach? So Rabbi Shua responds, I'm Rabbi Shua, lo, that doesn't prove anything. Marta ben Muritzibur Sheishlan Kitzva by Emurit Tzibur, you have to bring Karban Chatos if you do Shalol Lishma, because the Emurit Tzibur, Karbanos Tzibur in general, have a Kitzva. There's a set amount. There are only so many Karbanos that are brought every Shabbos on behalf of the Tzibur. So once those Karbanos have already been brought, everyone knows it. You're not allowed to bring any more of them. So if a person shechts another Karban for the sake of a Karban Tamid, for example, that's not the Tov Dvar Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is already done. Tamar bePesach shein lo kitzvah. Whereas Karban Pesach, there's no set amount of Karbanos Pesach. Millions of people were bringing Karban Pesach, so that's still considered a Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah. So that is the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. But both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua hold that a person who shechts any other Karban on Shabbos, having in mind a Karban Tzibur, is chayiv to bring a Karban Chatas. The whole machlokas was if you shecht another Karban, having in mind a Karban Pesach, and the animal that you shecht is the type of animal that would be kosher for Karban Pesach. So Reb Meir Omer, Af HaShochet L'Shem Emuri Tzibur Pater. Reb Meir disagrees with Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua, and he says if you shecht some other animal, L'Shem, a Karban Tzibur, you're Pater. That too is Toa B'Dvar Mitzvah. So now we move on to Mishnah Vav. Aside from shechting the Karban Shalol L'Shma, there are other things, the other kavanos that a person could have that would passel his Karban Pesach. So if someone shechts a Karban Pesach on Shabbos with some other pasul machshava, that's the topic of our Mishnah. Shchato shalol yochlav. A person shechts a Karban Pesach having in mind the wrong people, people who are not all able to eat the Karban Pesach. They're people who are too sick, too weak, unable to eat meat. Vishalol lemnuyav, or people who are not registered on the Karban Pesach. La'areilin u'letamein, or he has in mind people who don't have a bris milah, or people who are tamei chayiv. So he has to bring a Karban Chatos, because that's Chilul Shabbos. Liochla vishalo liochlav l'mnuyav vishalo l'mnuyav l'molin uvila arelin l'tahorim vila t'meim pater. But if he shechs the Karban Pesach having in mind a group of people that includes people who are able to eat and people who are not able to eat, it includes people who are registered and people who are not registered, it includes people who have a bris milah and people who are an orel, it includes people who are tahor and people who are tamei. So he has all of those different people in mind, including some kosher and some not, some people who he should have in mind and some people who he should not, then he's not going to be chayiv for being mechal Shabbos, because the Karban Pesach is kosher in such a case. What if you shecht other kinds of Karbanos Pesach that are possible, and you do that on Shabbos? Shchato v'nimtzu balmum chayiv. If you shecht the Karban Pesach on Shabbos, turns out to be balmum, you chayiv to bring a Karban Chatas. Because it's a pasul a karban. Shchato v'nimtza treifa b'seiser pater. But if you shecht it, it turned out, you check the animal's lungs, and it turned out to be treifa, then you're pater, even though it's a pasul a karban, because how were you supposed to know that it was a treifa? It's a treifa b'seiser. It's a type of treifa that you would never know, because it's hidden. So you would have to shecht the animal first, and then look for it. So that's not even called a shogeg. If you did an avera b'shogeg of Chil Shabbos, you're chayiv chatos. That's called an onus. It's totally beyond your control. So the Mishnah talks about what if a person shechts a Karban Pesach where there's no bailim. Shchato v'noda shemashcha bailim es yadam. Let's say you shechted a Karban Pesach and then you found out that the owner of that Karban had unregistered himself from that Karban. So there is no bailim. O shemesu, o shenitmu. Or the owner of that Karban had died. Or the owner of that Karban had become tamei. So patim nesha shachat v'rashos. Then you're patim because you shechted it with Rashus, because you didn't know that it was no longer owned by anybody. So that's considered an ones as well. It's not considered to be a shogeg, and therefore you're not going to be chayiv. So to summarize what we learned today, in Mishnah Hay we learned that a Pesach that shechted shalol l'shma on Shabbos is chil Shabbos, and therefore you're chayiv to bring Karban Chatas. If you shecht other karbanos l'shem a Karban Pesach, so if it's just the wrong animal, so then you're going to be chayiv chatos also. If it's the right kind of animal, it's just that it wasn't a Karban Pesach, it was meant to be another karban, so then Reb Elazar says you're chayiv chatos because it's still chil Shabbos, and Reb Yeshua says, no, that's what we call a Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah, and therefore you're mutter. And then we had a whole back and forth where they tried to bring rayas from shechting other karbanos l'shem, a karban sibur, where you're going to be chayv a karban chatas if you do that on Shabbos. And both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua agreed that that in fact is the case. But then the Mishnah quoted that Rabbi Meir holds, no, that even if you shecht other karbanos l'shem, a karban sibur, your taka going to be potter. That too is going to be considered to be a toa b'dvar mitzvah. And then in Mishnah Vav, we said that if you shecht a karban pesach on Shabbos for people who are unable to eat it, or who aren't registered on it, who are tameh, or who don't have bris mila, so then it's chil Shabbos. You're not allowed to shecht the karban. The karban's going to be pasul. So you're chayiv a karban chatos for that. But if you have in mind both people who are able to eat it and people who are not able to eat it, then the karban is kosher. And if the karban is kosher, it's not chil Shabbos, and therefore you can be potter. If you shecht the karban pesach, and then it turns out to be a bal mum, or it turns out to be a treifa, and there was no way to tell that in advance, so then you can be potter. If it's like a bal mum, where you should have been able to tell in advance by looking at the animal and seeing that it has a mum, you're going to be chayiv, because that's a violation of chil Shabbos b'shogeg. If a person shechts a karban pesach and finds out that there are no bailim on that karban pesach, he's potter, because at the time that he shechted it, he had no idea that there were no bailim on that karban pesach. Okay, that concludes the sixth parak of Maseches Pesachim. Tomorrow, we'll pick up with the beginning of the seventh parak of Maseches Pesachim.